They've gone wild.
The girls have gone wild. They've gone wild.
Wild chatter. Hey,
wild chatter.
I'm gonna fucking see my pants.
Hey there, listeners. Welcome back to another episode of Wild Chatter.
What the fuck is up, guys?
We went to Hamburger Mary's the other day in West Hollywood for the drag show, and it was so fun.
Oh, my God. Sparkle Stone was totally my spirit animal.
Dude, this girl looked like Lady Gaga, and she was putting her butt in my face. They were aggressive.
Cross dressers, what would you call them? Drag queen. Queens.
Just queens.
Just queens.
They're such queens.
These queens were so amazing. There was outfit changes after outfit changes.
Dude, they were like on top of it. And their makeup, it was done so well. We didn't start our brunch until like 11 a.m. And these girls were fully glammed. I'm like, they had to get up at like, what, like 6? 5 in the morning.
Probably. It was like the most overdone, crazy, awesome makeup I've ever seen.
And they were changing out their wigs. I have been known to wear wigs, and when you glue those things down, it's really hard to get them off unless you're sweating in Germany and it falls off in a restaurant.
I was going to say, it feels Germany. Wig story. Chloe fell off.
Oh, Chloe, fucking bitch. So, yeah, with their wig changes, I was, like, extremely impressed by that.
And they would change, like, they'd come out and they would change a little bit of the makeup, too. I was shooketh.
Bro, let me tell you, though, I am definitely feeling it. I have been going hard.
She's so hungover.
Well, I've been partying since the 10th. What's today? Like, it's, like, the next month. So, I've been partying since the 10th of last month. Like
I don't know.
Dude, I think I officially hit...
Or something.
I think I officially hit my 21-day... mark of doing drugs and alcohol every day, bro.
I've been really trying to stay away from alcohol. You guys would be so proud of me because I'm the kind of girl who's a social drinker. I like to go out with my friends all the time after work, happy hours, you name it, weekends. I want to go somewhere and I always get a glass. I always have a glass of alcohol. I always have a hot sake.
Well, you know, and that's what I was taught. I have a new therapist right now, and that's kind of something that we were talking about. She was like, drinking, even smoking weed, is so socially acceptable, and it's actually kind of weird if you're not drinking or smoking weed when you're in a group of people who do, you know? So we were just kind of like talking about that, but it is really hard. It's like now that I'm at this 21-day mark and I'm really feeling it, like I'm getting close to the fucking 30 and it hurts, you know, to be hungover for this long.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm so sensitive. One glass of red wine and the next day I'm fucked.
Bro.
Like all day long.
Well, that's why I keep going, because I wake up and I feel like shit and I'm like, you know, the only thing that's going to take the edge off is a little hair of the dog.
let me get a Truly going.
Let me get a fucking Truly, baby.
Day
and
off,
deal. Well, no, I just do it like I've been going after work. Just yeah. But anyway, so I am. I'm gonna try to get sober. I'm not gonna say that it's gonna be like a lifelong choice. We'll see what happens. But
you mean from alcohol?
From it all, I think.
Weed?
I do. Okay, so every morning, bro, I wake up at 5 in the morning, like clockwork. Mm-hmm. I can't breathe. I wake up from my throat closing.
You got the bad lung. She's got the black lung.
She's got the black lung. And yeah, dude, I wake up and I just throw myself out of bed onto the floor. And it, like, I gave up the weed for those 4 months. Mm-hmm. And now...
You felt great, huh?
Yeah. It was fine. I hated it. I have a lot of anxiety. Weed helps, but... my lungs felt good, and then now that I'm, like, smoking again, like, I just can't handle it, dog. I just can't hang.
Yeah.
The weed life doesn't want me anymore.
She's got the black lung.
That's so funny. It just hit 420 when I said that. I was like, the weed life doesn't want me anymore.
Aww.
So, the reason why I've been going so hard also...
Oh, are we gonna dive into this?
...is because... I am going through a breakup.
Yeah, Teal's going through a little bit of a breakup, right now. Her and the previous boyfriend you've heard a lot about did not work out.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up because I really hate being wrong. It doesn't happen very often. And I saw... And I saw a lot of... I pictured this going a very different way.
I think Teal was so excited.
I thought we were going to get married, Dougie. She, like,
bagged a hottie, and...
Yeah, I was like, oh, he's hot.
She was blindsided by lots of red flags that were being thrown pretty early on.
Well, I think, like, myself and most women, I just ignored it. I dismissed it. Or I didn't make things a big deal. And I just missed how I was feeling. I was like, you know what? Like, maybe he's not that bad. Like, that's not that... Maybe he didn't mean it like that. Maybe he's not trying to, like, be, like, crazy like that. But then I had this client, dude.
Maybe he just doesn't know how to talk to women.
Yeah.
We said that a lot.
I was like, I'm his first girlfriend. You know?
Serious.
Like, I was making excuses for his bad behavior, like, all the time. And so then I had this... And so we were trying to, like, work on things a little bit. I was trying to give him, like, another chance. And I had a...
Men are like dogs. You got to train them.
Yeah.
So she was going through her trainings.
Yeah, I was spanking and rubbing his nose in his dog shit. And I was talking to one of my clients that came in, and I was, like, just saying all these things I started to remember that I had, like, conveniently forgot over this whole entire, like, year of us dating. All these things started coming to mind, and I was, like, telling her. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, the whole time, dude, this has been happening for, like, the whole fucking year that we've been together. He's been dropping little breadcrumbs of his fucked upness. I've just been following this Hansel and Gretel breadcrumb trail to my doom.
Oh, my goodness. M&M's get on our show.
we're going to have an M&M is gay on our show moment next week. I'm so fucking excited. Can I say it, or should we surprise them?
We have a special guest coming on, and there will be video.
Yes. Okay. So we're working on video. We have our video guy here today. We're super excited to work with him. He's, like, speaking fucking German in a mile a fucking minute, dude. Dude, he's saying the weirdest things about, like,
how to fix our lighting.
Pixel frame and what the difference between an MP3 and an MP4 is. And
pixel.
So, I'm all, like, just looking at him all hungover, like, what? And
seeing, like, shapes and squares.
like an old geometry and chemistry fucking lesson. It's, like, coming up, like, on a whiteboard in my head.
Don't you feel like a fucking dumbass?
Dude, I feel so stupid.
Same. I'm like, I didn't really go to high school, bro, so come on.
Well, and...
Like, dumb it down. He's like, okay, it's gonna look bad if it's like this, and it's gonna look really good if we do it like this.
Dude.
And I'm like, okay, we want good.
When it came to doing this podcast, I had to watch, like, YouTube video, like 18 fucking hours worth of YouTube videos just to understand this. And I remember thinking then, like, I'm not a techie person. Like, this is so fucking hard.
A lot. Teal, yeah. Me. Teal's the brains. Let's get a round of applause for Teal.
Kudos. It's so funny. You're like, Teal's the brains. I'm like, I've been doing drugs and alcohol every day for 21 days straight.
But even growing up, Teal was the brains. We went to the same private schools. We were private school nerds.
Oh, the one that I was the school president the same year you got expelled?
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Teal was a star student. Everybody loved her.
Everybody loved her.
Teal had blonde hair. I had black hair. You know, I was goth. I had a comb over.
Okay, you were emo, bro. And then you were definitely in the Hot Topic phase for sheezies.
Yeah, and I was a little chubby. Insecure. Teal would call me emo doughboy.
I forgot about that. That's so fucked up.
She was my baby.
That's so fucked up.
We're
actually
besties now. So.
I'm sorry, bro.
She did, like, grow up, mature, and apologize for the past.
Yeah.
Which was really nice.
Yeah, I had to take back all my mean
things.
Very
mature of her.
I had to take back all the mean things I said.
Definitely.
Okay. So, should I, like, get nasty about what happened in this breakup?
Yeah, let's fucking... I mean, whatever you feel... like sharing. Let's dwell on some fucking red flags that women.
Yeah. Okay. Here, totally let's make it a past. Let's make it a positive. Okay. I'm not sitting here talking shit. I don't regret any experiences or anything that I've done in my life. I'm not hateful of my ex. He's a good person. Mm-hmm. He just did some shitty things to me that I personally will not tolerate.
And hopefully he can learn into his next.
Yeah, hopefully he can learn from this. Learn from your mistakes. And if you have been a person like this in a relationship, that's fine. Just learn from it. Learn what is acceptable and appropriate and what you should or should not be doing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fix it. Fucking work on it. Don't just, like, keep being an asshole.
So, red flags.
Okay, so the first red flag.
I would say...
Oh my God, sorry guys, that was really fucking stressful. Basically, the beauty police, they're called State Board, just came and like knocked on the door while we're recording. We moved our podcast studio over to Jade's salon because it's beautiful and we're going to start doing video and
guys,
we would...
they're after me.
Dude, they just straight up popped in right now and beat on the door and he's like, it's State Board. Like you guys probably maybe even heard that. And then I was like... Is that State Board?
I'm like shaking. All of my years of being in the beauty industry, I've never met a State Board professional.
It's never happened to me. I've always heard about it happening to people while they're at the salon, but it's never actually happened to me. I've never had one.
My heart fell out of my asshole,
dude.
I shit my pants.
I am shaking, and my butthole is clenching.
I just told the guy that we're closed, and he needs to come back during normal business hours, which is even scarier. But I'm fine. Everything's labeled.
And
almost.
You don't have to be wearing masks. It's Ventura County.
And yeah, I wouldn't be afraid of the mask thing.
I would.
Afraid of them finding my tint because that's $1,000.
What do you mean tint?
Eyebrow tint and eyelash tint is illegal.
Really?
So we'd have to put that in our purse because they can't go into your purse.
Oh, well, why can't you just store it in something that doesn't look like it opens?
You'd want it to look like your purse.
Like that drug box thing.
Like that drug box thing. Back to the red flag. Sorry.
Okay, sorry. Off topic.
Terrible.
That's scare. We had a little scare.
I'm glad I was here.
I know.
Anyways, we'll
to shoo him away. Okay, so red flags. He, in the beginning, he's always been really sweet and stuff. But yeah, he would say things that were just kind of like off or not really nice.
Mm-hmm. The legging comment. Can we bring up the legging comment?
I don't remember
Women's
that.
Women's high-waisted leggings.
Oh.
He's like, oh, God. I hate how all these girls these days are wearing their leggings so high-waisted and then their big, disgusting pooch vagina thing is out looking all big and round.
Yeah, he's like a big fucking croissant.
And then you look down and you're wearing your high-waisted leggings and your pooch croissant.
I'm literally, I was like, oh, like these?
Oh, like what I'm doing right now.
Oh, like exactly like the ones that I have on right this moment?
That right there is not something that you want to...
associate yourself with. You want to be around people who lift you up, bro.
Well, yeah, and that's not something that a man should say about women's attire right in front of his girl who's wearing that.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, so you realize that if you think I have a pooch, which is... kind of what you just said, that if I was wearing low-waisted pants, that the entire pooch would be exposed and that would look even worse.
Most definitely.
So there's stuff like that. Like, maybe you can help me remember, because I'm like forgetting some of the things. This is what happens. I feel like when you care for someone, you ignore and dismiss all those things in your head.
They go right out the window like it didn't even happen. And that's,
you forget.
You fall into this manipulation and you end up with them for longer than you should be.
Yeah. So here's the other thing. When we very first started dating, he bought me flowers like on one of our dates. And I thought that was so nice.
Flowers.
Dude, he never bought me flowers again the entire year we were dating until the end of our relationship when I was breaking up with him. He sent me 3 different things of flowers, like...
Men out there, do not sleep on the flowers. I cannot make this more clear. get us flowers like once a month. It's not that expensive. Pick them from your fucking grandma's garden.
Dude. Yeah. Or Trader Joe's has bundles for $5. Mm-hmm. $5. $5. And you'll get like
a blowjob.
I was going to say a lifetime of blowjobs.
Boom.
For $5. It's like cheaper than going to Thailand.
It's literally the easiest thing out there is flowers. It's like a love language for most women.
Mm-hmm.
We like them. We want them.
Well, it just makes us feel like, okay, dope.
Special.
Like,
you thought of me while you were out.
Like, what a fucking sweetie pie.
Another thing I wish men didn't sleep on, and I'm sure some don't, but every guy I've ever dated, they don't buy me jewelry.
Mm.
Get me a sweet, dainty little necklace. It could be fake. I would need a real diamond every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think men should do
a sweet little just something get that gifts. I can wear and show off.
Okay, you know, another great one for men is to take her car and put gas in it.
Ah.
Get it a little car wash.
Yeah. Or use your day off and wash it.
Your damn self.
And tan. Ooh. And we can watch you.
And then we like that.
And then we're going to fuck you.
You'll get your balls sucked on.
You're gonna get fucked.
Okay. So another.
Do that if you're sucked the balls?
Mm-hmm.
Most men don't, that I've ever come across, don't really like.
Because you're doing it too rough. Balls are very sensitive. And you just like.
Pop one into your mouth.
Uh huh.
And pop another.
You don't even suck on it. You're just moving your tongue around, you know?
Mm.
Okay.
It's too big to fit in your mouth. And your teeth are in the way.
I don't know. I guess I always encounter like small balls.
Mm.
I don't like too big of balls.
No.
Weird. Freaky.
My balls are always bouncing.
My balls. Okay, so another thing, dude. I would never have never, ever, ever, ever.
Never have I ever.
Never have I ever. Or would I? Would I? You went back. I would never ask somebody to go through their motherfucking phone, bro.
Yeah, phones are like my private little black book. I, of course, am not hiding anything. I'm pretty transparent always. I'm like, hey, this clown, you know, did hit me up on my DMs. Obviously, if I were Instagram famous, that would happen all the time. So I probably wouldn't share that very much because it'd be like a daily thing, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure it happens to you all the time.
All the time. All the time.
Yeah, so that's like at the point.
I get nasty whatever. Comments on my photos, you know?
See, so it's like they're going to see it. They're going to hear about it. But when it comes to a personal, normal relationship where there's no, you know, social media fame going on, I keep everything transparent, but it's like, I'm not going through your phone. I wish, you know, I don't want you going through mine.
This is the way I look at it, dude.
It's an invasion of privacy.
No, it's not even all that. This is the way I look at it. If you make me feel some type of way where yes. I now feel like I need to go through your phone, we're just done. Yeah. I don't want to be with you because whatever you did, however you acted, whatever you're making me feel very insecure in the stability of this by me feeling, I don't like to feel crazy. I don't want to be crazy. I don't want to go through your fucking phone. So don't act like a fucking dick bag.
Right.
Be a fucking gentleman. Be a good guy.
Yes.
And there will be no need for that.
Yes.
And so every time he asked twice for my phone and went through it, didn't find what he's looking for. You know, because there's nothing on there. Wasn't a cheater. I wasn't being an asshole girlfriend. And the other thing that I really kind of like felt like was a little bit like immature and like red flaggy that hopefully people can learn from too is that don't text your partner's friends behind your partner's back about things that are like shitty.
And say, don't tell Teal.
Yeah, don't tell Teal. But it's like, okay, talk to me. If we have a problem, directly speak to me. Because guess what?
Yeah,
we're in the relationship.
My friends.
Yeah, we're in the relationship.
My friends have my back. They're going to go and tell me.
Their loyalty lies with me, dog.
Yeah, no matter how long you've known them.
I don't give a fuck. I'm a great friend. I'm a great person. You're a dick. Obviously, they're going to be on Team Teal.
Relationships are work, and it's all about communication. So why aren't you communicating that you're sus about something?
You're feeling a certain way. Mm-hmm. And you should tell me, because I'm the one who's going to make it you feel better about you not feeling good about what you're not feeling good about. It's really easy and simple.
Right. What about gaslighting? I recently heard what I've been hearing gaslighting everywhere. I never knew what it meant.
So I heard the term gaslighting like a little while ago, and I used to think like, oh God, it's like trigger. Like people who are in people who are in therapy, they go collect a couple of words that they think are really smart, and they're like, yeah, he's a narcissist and a gaslighter, and it triggers me. And I hate that.
I don't like the word trigger.
Oh my God, I'm like, shut the fuck up. And I'm not clowning on therapy, guys, because I've been doing therapy on and off. Since I was 17. Oh, well, I've been doing it this entire year, but consistently, yeah, for about a year and a half now. And it's changed me dramatically. Without my therapist, shout out to you, Julie, without my therapist, I never would have made so many of the accomplishments that I did and have made. And now I'm actually hoping she doesn't listen to this video because I was supposed to be sober for a while and I fucked that up. It's all right. You know, on the path of getting to somewhere that you want in life, you're going to have hiccups. You're going to have setbacks. One of my new therapists that I was talking with, she's so cool. And one of the things that she said, because I told her, I go, I'm really disappointed in myself, man. I was on this really good streak. I was working out. I was eating clean. I was healthy. I stopped smoking weed for the first time in 15 years. Like, I was doing really good a couple months ago. And then, yeah, like I had all this stressful shit happen to me and I just fucked it all up, you know?
Stopped running, started eating whatever you wanted.
Dude, I've been eating so bad, drinking, partying, going out, making...
You feel like fucking shit.
I feel like hell. I feel like I got hit by a fucking train. But you know what? This is what happens to me. I go through these cycles and I need to get here to get there. Because now I'm at a low and I'm like, fuck yeah. Like... I'm at the bottom, so that means there's nowhere else to go but up, and I'm going to get healthy, and I'm going to feel really good, and I'm going to remember feeling this way and how shitty it was, and I'm going to get myself out of this, you know?
Yes.
But anyway, one of my therapists, she was, like, telling me, she was like, dude, she's like, I went to rehab and then relapsed, like, 9 times after I went to rehab. She's like, it took me 9 more tries and errors and hiccups until I was able to finally get there. She's right. Like, so don't... If anybody out there is trying to get sober, if anybody out there is just trying to do anything, if you have a goal and you have setbacks, that does not make you a failure. It makes you a student of life. You're learning. Ooh.
Ooh, that was a deep one.
That was a fucking deep one.
That hit me deep in my sweet thighs.
Deep in my vagina, Bob. Okay, so... The keys to your vagina.
Oh my God.
Okay, more red flags. So going through the phones, texting my friends behind my back.
I know, I'm trying to think about if there's anything that we're leaving out.
Okay, so then, oh yeah, here's some other stuff.
You know what I didn't like is he didn't really ever try to connect with the family.
Mm-hmm. Never tried to make friendly with you guys, really.
Got a good one. Don't talk. There's nice ways to tell your partner that you don't love being around their family all the time.
Right.
But you don't just go off and talk mad shit about everybody they love and they surround themselves with.
Yeah, you can't crash and burn my entire world and then expect me to let you live in it.
Definitely.
You know, like, I think that if you are dating somebody and they have more of like a... their family isn't the exact kind of people that you would love to surround yourself with.
There are nice ways to slide that in.
So some examples of that, like I would say...
For instance, our family is fucking crazy.
Our family's nuts. They're off the walls.
We are a lot of fun.
I love my family and they're my rocks and they're the only reason that I'm at this point and this place in my life. And I'm so grateful to have a family like I do.
And I've had... plenty of boyfriends in the past throw out there, oh yeah, your family's fucking nuts.
Same. But they say, you know what, I can't handle them all the time, but I will make an effort to go over there on parties, and whenever you're gonna go, I too will be going, and I'll make the best of it because I love you.
Some are like full on dive in, they love it, and some are like, Jesus Christ,
this is a lot,
but they still make an effort to make it work.
Exactly. And so, yeah, just – and also, remember, when you are in a relationship with someone, there's just some things that you can't come back from saying. So be really careful with your words.
One thing Teal and I were taught as young little kids was no matter what happens with people in this world, you do not burn bridges.
Yeah, because there's things that you can't take back, and you have no idea when you might need that person again, or when you might be running into them again, or it's just like, it's so childish, and it happens to the best of us. We all get frustrated. We all get irritated. We're humans. We're learning. We're growing. I get that. However, when something makes you deeply upset, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and maybe walk away from the situation until you can handle it and assess it calmly about how you feel about it. Don't freak out, because oftentimes you're not going to be able to take that back, dude.
Yeah. Burning the bridges is a hard thing to learn, and we've had lots of people burn bridges with us, and then later down the line, they want to come back.
Mm-hmm. I always have comebacks.
And it's like...
And I'm like, nah.
Because people don't forget.
It's been 8 years, asshole.
People don't forget.
People don't.
Best thing ever. They don't forget. And it's... There's no going back, especially with me. Like, I'm very, like, once you've betrayed me and my trust, I don't want to be around you. And I don't know if that's an Aries thing, and I'm very good at just walking away, or if that's just the way I was raised, or that's just something I've always felt.
I'm pretty good at that, too. I'm pretty good at cutting the tie. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'll give people a couple chances. Like I said, like, we're humans, we're growing, we're making mistakes. I obviously made excuses for this guy for a fucking year. So it does take a lot to get me to a point. But that's the thing, is that it's like, if you do get me there, that's it.
You're done.
We're done. You're over. Dead.
Cynthia. He's dead.
Cynthia's dead.
Dead.
Beep, bop, boop. All right.
That's enough on that.
Yeah.
You know, I think that it's one thing that you decided to be so open and awesome since the beginning and sharing all about your honey. And it's a huge bummer that now it's come to an end with him, when we thought, you know, it was going to be so much more. But thank you for being so open and honest on this platform with your life. That's a huge part of your life. I choose to keep mine a little more sheltered.
Mm-hmm.
Which, good on you, you know, but it does suck that now you have to be open about this part of it as well.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm not sitting here to slander. I'm not trying to talk shit. I tried to really deliver that in a most positive way that I could. I wish all my exes the best. I wish everybody who I'm not friends with anymore the best.
I'm totally friends with exes.
Dude, I, like, don't have enemies. I don't believe in it. It's like if you burn me, you burn me. Like, I just won't let you burn me again. You're just not going to get that opportunity to let that happen.
Yeah, I definitely close off a little bit.
100%.
Shelter my heart.
100%. But, yeah. It just didn't work out. And,
the good thing about it is that Teal has always been... the crazy one. She has the crazier stories, and now there will be more to come.
I guess so. I guess we're going to have some nutty things happening on this podcast now.
We love nutty.
Also, I'm moving. I feel like me or Jade is always fucking moving, dude.
There's always something happening.
Right when someone gets settled in, the other one moves, you know? But yeah, I'm moving to Venice. I'm stoked. I live in Playa del Rey right now, so it's about like 10 minutes.
Best thing after a breakup is a fresh start.
Yeah, it's going to be a fresh start.
Walking distance to her work.
Clean slate. Walking distance to Venice Boulevard, which I'm pretty excited about.
We're going to get some fucking blades.
Mm-hmm.
Some old school, actually, roller skates.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to fuck it up.
Yep. We're going to fuck up our fucking ankles, bro.
We're going to fuck it all up.
We're going to fuck it all up.
Now, there's ways you can wrap your ankles so you don't get hurt. And I will show you.
I will show you. Well, okay, so when it comes to those skates, those quad skates, though, the really cool-looking ones are actually more dangerous, and the ones that are less cool-looking are more stable.
Which is what we need, because if I broke an ankle, my life would be over.
Oh, same.
We would gain so much weight. All of our progress would be out the door. I would hobble into my salon. It'd be a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Especially if it's your driver's leg, then you're fucked.
Why is your lip chattering?
I'm fucking eating the skin off my lips like I always do when I'm chapped.
Fucking doing?
Don't look at that.
I look at her, she's like...
I was eating it. I guess I'm gonna have to correct the nasty things I do while we record when we're gonna be on video.
Doggy, you know the best thing about now doing the podcast at your salon? Los Dos Amigos.
Yeah, she loves the Mexican restaurant next door.
It's so good. Well, it's the only thing I can, like, eat out here that's healthy, that I won't cheat.
So fucking good. So expensive, though. $20 salad.
Oh, it is?
Fuck yeah. One time I treated you, it was like $40.
Well, maybe I'll pay you the favor back today.
Why are you winking? Because you're lying?
No. No, I was trying to be sexy, like...
Ooh. Like, you're hooking me up, daddy.
Like, ooh, don't trip.
I like that. Someone has money.
Yeah, I have money now, guys. I was so broke, and okay.
Sugar mama.
Here's like another little thing I want to leave our viewers with, because someone actually asked me to bring this up on the podcast, and she was like, you know, you guys are so young. I know I'm getting closer to 30, so we're not so young. She's like, but you've always been so. She's like, you guys are so independent, and from running businesses to living on your own to paying bills to saving money to being able to move to apartment hunting to finding the right place to signing leases to all this stuff that we do, we really don't give ourselves enough credit for, and like saving money and budgeting and blah blah blah.
Becoming an adult.
Yeah, being being good at being an adult. We're good at it. We're good at it. Well, fun stuff. we're real good at it. But yeah, so when COVID happened, I didn't really have a savings account. And I also wasn't really prepared for what was about to take place. The unemployment was a nightmare situation for me. They cut me off. They actually still owe me money. I won my appeal and all this shit, and they still haven't fucking paid me. So I know.
Terrified.
I know a lot of people are dealing with problems with unemployment. The other thing is I wasn't really, you know, working. I wasn't having money coming in. So my credit card bills were going up like most Americans. And then there wasn't any money coming in. So I had all these high, like my credit cards were getting really high. I had to borrow some money from my mom.
Shout out to Mama T.
Shout out to Mama T, which made me at the time feel like a loser. But I'm not ashamed of it. I've been actively paying her back and working on a payment plan with her. And it was really great that I had – this is like another reason why I can't believe that this guy was talking so much shit about my family. I'm like, my family helps me out so much. They're so there for me. We're such a tight, strong unit.
Our family isn't loyal.
Yeah, and it's like, don't be fucking mean. Like, they're my rocks. They're the only reason where I – like, that I'm able to, like – be alive and survive this long. My family's amazing. I know that there's things that you may not like or favor about like their personalities, but shut the fuck up. That's my family, bro. So just, you don't touch family. But yeah, so one of the things and one of the changes that I made when I was paying back my mom, paying my rent, is I also was able to start working again. So that was the main thing. I did OnlyFans for a little while, and that kind of helped some of the bills. I had to get on EBT for a little while, and that kind of helped with my groceries. So when I would do the grocery shopping, I would only allow myself those little carry baskets. I never got a push cart. So if you're trying to save money and you're going to the grocery store, only allow yourself to, like, and I would also kind of tally it up, like, okay, this is about $20 worth of stuff. Like, this will last me for, like, 2 days, 3 days. And I would just go to the grocery store like every 2 or 3 days, and I would only allow myself to spend $20 or less. So I thought that was a pretty good tip.
Yeah, that is smart.
And I was not eating out at all.
I always tell my man when we go for like a late night disgusting munchie patrol, I'm like, we're like, should we go to the handbasket? You know, and I'm like, nope, only what you can carry.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one too.
We used to do that. We used to ride the Harley to the grocery store and have a backpack, and only what could fit in the backpack is what came home.
Right. So that, I thought that was like a good tip to save money. And then obviously like not eating out, I wasn't drinking out, I wasn't doing anything like that. I was staying home a lot, and then just being a good girl and getting up early, going to work, working all day, and then just going straight home after work. So I was pretty disciplined in that way.
Yeah, we had to power down and go into like ultra savings mode.
Mm-hmm. I'm not used to living like that either. I'm like, I like wipe my ass with $100 bills, bro. Like, yeah. I stopped getting my I had to stop getting my nails done. Mm-hmm. That was a big one. I've had my nails done since I was like 12. You know,
definitely.
I stopped buying like the hair extensions. I've just been making my old shit work. I've just been trying to make all my old stuff new and usable again instead of going out and trying to buy like new things.
And now look at you. And you are moving into a new place.
I'm moving into a new place.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
It's a dope spot.
Yeah.
You're out of debt. Most of your debts are getting paid down. You have
pretty much done.
Worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we don't give ourselves enough credit.
And
we should. Good for you, dude.
Yeah.
Top.
That was the lamest fucking high five.
We missed.
All right. Actually, there's a trick when you're doing a high five. You look at the elbow. Look at mine.
Yeah. That was better.
Dude, you suck.
I'm looking at your elbow.
Maybe it's like the wrong hand.
That was a good one.
I'm so sweaty.
I'm so sweaty.
All right. Well, I think that that's kind of a
thanks for looking
little
to, listening
positive
to TED Talk today.
TED Talk with Tal.
We have more exciting shit to come.
Can't wait.
Just letting you know.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
All right, guys. And just to wrap that up, we want to say thank you so much for joining us today on another episode of Wild Chatter.
Please like and subscribe and follow our new podcast for our newest upcoming episodes.
Also, follow us on Instagram at Wild Chatter Co. and slide into our DMs with any funny stories or feedback that you may have.
Yes, you might have a chance to be featured on one of our upcoming episodes. All right. Thank
you
so much.
Have a great day.
Signing off.
Oh, yes.